Welcome to the Monday Musical Matinee. I am your host, Sherry Bauer Mayorga. During today's show, we are going to pay tribute to the birds. Right now, behind me, you hear the Carolina Wren, which to my mind brings back memories of Robert J. Lertzema, for those who recall his show Out of Boston. During the two-hour show, I will have many bird visitors behind me, while we listen in between to compositions by classical composers and songwriters who contributed to the American Songbook, all who had birds on the brain. Let's start with chickens. What would we do without them? I know many fine chicken farmers in Columbia County here, and so I want to start just for them with chickens. And I'm going to start with a poem by one of the great bird poets of England, John Clare. I'm going to start with his poem called Hen's Nest. Among the orchard weeds, from every search, snugly and sure, the old hen's nest is made, who cackles every morning from her perch to tell the servant girl new eggs are laid, who lays her washing by, and far and near goes seeking all about from day to day, and stung with nettles tramples everywhere. But still the cackling pullet lays away. The boy on Sundays goes the stack to pull and hopes to find her there, but naught is seen, and takes his hat and thinks to find it full. She's laid so long, so many might have been, but naught is found, and all is given o'er till the young brood come chirping to the door. Now I can think of no better piece to follow that poem with than Ballet of the Chicks in Their Shells from Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky. This is a performance by George Zell leading the Cleveland Orchestra. That was a performance of The Ballet of the Chicks in Their Shell by Modest Mussorgsky from Pictures at an Exhibition. The conductor was George Zell with the Cleveland Orchestra. I'm going to move on now to a character who is half man and half bird. That's the character from Mozart's Die Zauberflöte, the magic flute, Papageno. The performer here is Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, and the orchestra is the Berliner Philharmonic.
Bin ich ja stets lustig, heisa, hopsasa. Ich Vogelfänger bin bekannt bei Alt und Jung im ganzen Land. weiß mit dem Loggen umzugehen und mich aufs Pfeife zu verstehen. Drum kann ich froh und lustig sein, denn alle Vögel sind ja mein. Der Vogelfänger bin ich ja stets lustig, heißa, hauptsassa. Ich Vogelfänger bin bekannt bei alt und jung im ganzen Land. Ein Netz für Mädchen möchte ich, ich find sie dutzend weiß für mich. Dann sperrte ich sie bei mir ein und alle Mädchen wären mein. Wenn alle Mädchen wären mein, so tauschte ich brav Zucker ein. Die welche mir am liebsten wär, der geb ich gleich den Zucker her. Und küsste sie mich zärtlich dann, wär sie mein Weib und ich ihr Mann. Sie schlief an meiner Seite ein, ich wiegte wie ein Kind sie ein.
Selections from Die Zauberflöte, The Magic Flute, by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. We first heard Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau singing Papageno's aria, Der Vogelfänger bin ich ja. Carl Böhm was conducting the Berlin Philharmonic. After that was the Papageno-Papagena duet with Walter Berry and Ruth Margaret Pütz singing, Otto Klemperer was the conductor of the Philharmonia Orchestra. So the topic on today's Monday Musical Matinee is birds. We're paying homage to our feathered friends. I'd next like to play a performance by Wilhelm Kempff. This is one of the two legends composed by Franz Liszt. This is legend number one, St. Francis Preaching to the Birds, S-175.
Thank you.
Pianist Wilhelm Kempf performing Legend Number 1 of Two Legends by Franz Liszt, St. Francis Preaching to the Birds, S175. So on the Monday Musical Matinee, I'm your host here, Sherry Bauer Mayorga. We are paying tribute to the birds, and probably in classical and jazz music, the bird that gets a lot of attention is the nightingale. Probably after that would be the cuckoo, and close behind, the skylark. Here's a little sound of a nightingale. And now let's listen to the famous nightingale song. One of the famous nightingale songs. A nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. This was a popular British song in 1939, lyrics by Eric Moshwitz and tune by Manning Sherwin.
Certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turn and smile at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. Two were so in love, the whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romance. And said good night. A nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Good night, good night, a nightingale.
Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. That was a selection performed by the Hilos with the Marty Page Orchestra. Next, we're going to turn to two selections from a CD called Why Birds Sing. This is a compilation of jams between clarinetist David Rothenberg and birds. It coincided with a book he released also called Why Birds Sing, and I believe there was a BBC documentary in which David is pitted against scientists who were quite offended by the release of the book, saying that he didn't follow scientific method to answer the question. I believe at the end of the documentary, David did find a scientist who claims he has found traces of dopamine, the happy chemical, in the brains of birds when they sing. So, I have two selections I'm going to play. Trio Minura, and that was with clarinet, flute, and birds, and then a duet with a bird called the White-Crested Laugh. This is David Rothenberg from Why Birds Sing. Thank you. Two improvisations from clarinetist David Rothenberg's CD, Why Birds Sing. These are real live improvisations with real live birds. The first track was called Trio Minura, the second, White Crested Laugh. This is the Monday Musical Matinee. I'm your host, Sherry Bauer Mayorga, and the topic is birds. Of course, when I thought of this show, the first composer I thought of was Olivier Messiaen, who spent more than 50 years with great devotion cataloging the calls of birds and notating them in great detail. He said that his teacher, Paul Descartes, told him, "Listen to the birds, they are great masters." And indeed, he took this to heart. I'm going to play a one-movement fantasy for orchestra and piano called Oiseau Exotique. It was written in 1956. Apparently, this piece has more than 40 different bird songs or calls, and it does not involve any picture painting or storytelling. Bird song here is a musical motif. And it's been referred to as an avian fantasy, but it's probably more a sound fantasy as Messiaen explores various timbres and rhythms suggested to him by the sounds of birds, the songs of birds. I have a recording of Messiaen's wife, Yvonne Loriot, at the piano, playing Oiseau Exotique, and this is the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra with Karl Anton Rickenbacker conducting.
Thank you.
Oiseau Exotique, a one-movement avian fantasy for orchestra and piano. This was a live recording with Yvan Loriot, pianist, and the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, Carl Anton Rickenbacker, conducting. We're going to close out the first hour of the Monday Musical Matinee's tribute to birds with Stefan Grappelli, the catgut bird, half-human, wunderbar bird guy. This is A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. I do not know who the guitarist is. I don't think it's Django Reinhardt. And the second selection I'll play is Bye Bye Blackbird. But I do know that he's duetting here with Yehudi Menuhin. This is one of the many selections they played together. I had read that they were both very fond of each other and admired the different worlds they came from. You can definitely tell who's who on this recording. Bye Bye Blackbird. But right before that, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
Mm-hmm.